This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The updated autopsy report for Elijah McClain appears to take some pressure off of the officers involved in the 23-year-old's death. The cause of death was changed to ketamine. CPR's Allison Sherry says the amended autopsy tries to remove some blame from the officers who were charged in connection with McClain's death.
The medical examiner talked about the chokehold, said, you know, in martial arts, usually people recover from those, and there was no evidence of any neck injuries at the time. So nothing that the officers did led to Elijah McClain's death, that it was all about the ketamine.
Chokeholds by police are now banned in Colorado. Planned Parenthood has closed its only clinic in Steamboat Springs. The organization says it's struggling with staffing and a decline in patient visits. The Steamboat Clinic is the organization's second Colorado location to close after the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. But Planned Parenthood is expanding locations near the Texas and Oklahoma borders. Clinics there have seen rising demand since those states restricted abortion access. Denver International Airport is on pace to break its record for the number of firearms confiscated by security. TSA agents at Denver's airport have already removed 110 guns from carry-on luggage this year. If the trend continues, DIA could exceed the 141 guns collected in all of last year. Another win for the Denver Broncos. It was 11-10 Sunday in Denver against San Francisco. The Broncos travel to Las Vegas this coming Sunday. Along the Front Range, mostly sunny. Highs today in the 80s. This is CPR News and KRCC.